Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. President Joe Asterisk Biden, well, he's proving to be quite the tyrant wannabe. Our commander-in-chief has quite literally threatened Americans with unprecedented military action in his attempt to justify the most radical anti-gun agenda ever thrust on the nation. And history and facts and even the U.S. Constitution doesn't matter when it comes to his nouveau interpretation of the Second Amendment. And the more he speaks on guns, the more he's turning out to be the least trusted man to understand them and their place in America. His remarks from the White House, with the U.S. Attorney General standing by his side, completely missed the purpose of the Second Amendment. He's attempting to justify banning the PDW, the modern sporting rifle, whatever you want to call the, you know, magazine-fed semi-automatic rifle, and the standard capacity magazines that go with them by reinterpreting the Second Amendment as a constitutional clause to protect hunting in America. He said, no one needs to have a weapon that can fire over 30, 40, 50, or even 100 rounds unless you think the deer are wearing Kevlar vests or something. Please, if you would, sir, that's not what the Second Amendment is about. It's a Bill of Rights, not needs, and any time anyone in the government attempts to dictate to Americans what their needs are, we should be worried. And we should have been worried if that was all there was, but he wasn't even done. And he said, and I might add, the Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Well, now we're getting into the, you know, the fantasy land. You could own cannons. You can still own cannons. As a matter of fact, America at the time relied on private citizens and their cannons for military success. Now, the Austin American Statesman reported this when Biden attempted to peddle this same falsehood during the presidential campaign. They reported that privateers were privately owned and operated ships that in wartime captured enemy ships for profit. They were, you know, they were mercenaries. While privateers received a license from the government that allowed them to avoid being prosecuted for piracy, they were not a part of the initial Navy, or official Navy, excuse me. So any cannons they set sail with, or that they seized from the enemy, would be private property, not the property of the government, not the property of the regular military. The Washington Post, hardly a conservative bastion. They checked the president's preposterous claim, not once but twice, giving him four Pinocchios, the most that can be given. PolitiFact rated the statement as false. But it wasn't even done then. If that wasn't bad enough, he went so far as to threaten the use of unprecedented military force against American citizens to make the case to ban guns. And this is where, you know, he was trying to remember a quote, but you know, he's also trying to remember what time Matlock comes on. He said, "Those who say the blood of lib, the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the tree of liberty is not watered with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there have never been, if you want it or if you think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point of is that there's always been the ability to limit, rationally limit the type of weapon that can be owned and who can own it." Now, this actually wasn't the first time he's threatened military force against American citizens. He actually justified why the founders had the foresight to ensure that the American citizens were never without the means to defend themselves against a tyrannical government. The only part of what he claimed that came close to the truth was restrictions on who could possess a firearm. And the feds did not place any restrictions on that. The states did. They banned black slaves and indigenous Americans from the right to keep and bear arms. Hardly a historical point to make a case for disarming Americans today. And, you know, the roots of gun control are rooted in racism. Now, David Harsanyi, writing for the National Review, pointed out that Biden not only edited history to fit his anti-gun narrative, he also edited some quotes. I'm not really sure he edited them. I think he just didn't remember them. The quote referenced by the president is derived from Thomas Jefferson's letter to William Stephen Smith's son-in-law, or he was the son-in-law of John Adams. And the full quote reads, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." So a government that would threaten the lives and liberty of its own citizens is exactly why the Founding Fathers included the Second Amendment in the list of things the government couldn't mess with. And when it comes to guns, it's clear, shall not be infringed. Biden is the last person who should be dictating gun policy to America. And time and again, he speaks about a subject of which he has no practical understanding, or at best, he's totally ignorant of, at worst. Now, Biden infamously told his wife to blindly fire two blasts of a shotgun if there was ever an intruder. That advice actually made it into court, where the accused Jeffrey Barton was charged with aggravated assault, and prosecutors ended up dropping those charges and instead charged him with police obstruction, of which he was convicted. Biden once argued to ban 9mm Glocks, claiming in an interview with Charlie Rose that he could kill more people with a 38 caliber revolver. And oddly enough, he told police that they could shoot unarmed attacking criminals, wielding knives, which makes them not unarmed, in the leg. Of course, the police ripped that suggestion, and Fox News reported that the Fraternal Order police said it was completely ridiculous, unrealistic, and a pandering talking point. President Biden, I have so much, I have quite a few issues just saying that. But President Biden is the last person that we should be looking to for any sort of firearm policy. His ideas are beyond ignorant. He's a very dangerous person when it comes to the liberty of this country. And this is the problem that we face. And, you know, this problem has always been present. This is not new. We've always been one administration away from going full tyrannical. Now, the Supreme Court just upheld something about voting rights in Arizona. You may have heard that in the news. And now the Democrats are going to flail away at that because they believe that the proper order of things in the United States is that they be in charge. They believe that disarming you is the proper thing to do. Not because of anything you've done wrong. They believe they can disarm you because you don't do anything wrong, because you're that law-abiding, you will fall for that ruse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Now, according to the Democrats, Donald Trump was literally Hitler or something. And the next Republican, rest assured, the next Republican to become a threat to their dominance is going to be Hitler as well. Because, of course, he will. Or she. Maybe it won't be one Ron DeSantis who we told is ball without the upside. And maybe the GOP will go insane and climb over, a lot of common sense and other real conservatives' dead bodies and nominate the pliable establishment shillette, Nikki Haley, and then she'll promptly morph into Moloch. And it's just one of those things that simply is and cannot be denied. The sun rises in the east. Brian Stelter is a potato, and every Republican leader is a million times worse than the one who preceded him. Now, the corollary, liberal nostalgia for dead or exiled Republicans, is as predictable as it is tiresome. Jimpy McBush Hitler Burton is tolerated now that he's snuggling with the Obamas and the Clintons, stabbing his loyal supporters in the back and doing cheesy watercolors of veterans. His grotesque incompetence got mutilated. And all that unpleasantness about him being in on 9/11 is just a vaguely troubling memory from long ago. Some of us, I served in the military under the Reagan administration. He was my commander-in-chief. I was alive, striding. When he was striding the earth, so was I. We vanquished America's foes and caused mass liberal panty-mictruition. And we remember the slings and arrows those puny posers cast his way. But now he's wonderful because he's dead. And the Democrats are getting warmed up to give Trump the same treatment. Pretty soon we'll be hearing the victims of Ron DeSantis moaning, "I miss Donald Trump." And that's fine. That's actually good. Because in the first time in recorded history, which I'm informed by smart people with degrees and credential studies from approved A1 level regime conformity factories, which, history began in 1619, they are right. Whoever comes after Trump will be on a scourge kick, the likes of which would make Genghis Khan smile. Sort of like Robert Redford and Jeremiah Johnson. And it's often been said that Trump was not us normal folks' last chance, but the elite's last chance. They treated him like some radical, but they misunderstood him as they misunderstand so much else. Trump was less a revolutionary than an eccentric with an inability to hide his contempt for his fellow cast members. He grew up and prospered in elite society, and he enjoyed it, as his myriad amorous adventures splashed across the cover of the New York Post. What made him dangerous is that he didn't participate in the framework of mutually assured discretion that keeps the members of our upper crust from telling the proles just how inept, corrupt, and unaccomplished the elite is. They know they're a bunch of clowns, posers, pretending to be the best and the brightest, and they work together, the Democrats and Republicans, to preserve that status by not spilling the beans on how their class has none. They'll tear each other up individually, but to blow the whistle on the establishment as a whole is a no-no. But not Trump. They hated him not because he embraced a few conservative ideas. They hated him not even because of those mean tweets. They hated him because he told the forbidden truth. He told the terrible secret to those unwashed people out there in America land who make things for a living and sweat when they work that our elite is not only not better than the plebs, but much, much worse in every sense. And yet Donald Trump did not want to destroy the ruling caste, at least not until the end. Until the end, he still maintained residual respect for its institutions. He might have accurately labeled it the failing New York Times, but at some level, he thought he could still, win over Maggie Haberman and get a sweet write-up. He didn't want to burn it all down. He just wanted to slap some of the swells around. follow-up GOP base leader, well, whoever that is going to wreak havoc, and it's going to be glorious. Because the truth is undeniable. The ruling class is beyond salvage. The institutions are beyond saving. The current conflict is really them holding on fearfully to power that is slipping through the fingers of their soft, girlish hands. And the key indicators, they're norm-breaking. The norms they touted for so long about free speech and due process and self-determination were all fine right up until the outsiders started to use them to threaten the insiders' positions and prestige. All these attacks on free speech are really desperate attempts to do by force what they can't do by persuasion, and they can't do it by persuasion anymore because they so completely and manifestly suck. When you have to try to intimidate and gag your opponent, you are not winning. You are losing. And it might work for a while, but in the long term, you're only putting off your inevitable ejection for power and ticking off their enemy, which is us, by the way, in the process. And we will have our vengeance. The next victorious Republican, one will come even if we detour back to another squish for a cycle or two, is going to be ruthless. And he will understand that the enemy is serious about holding on to power, and that means holding us by our throats. And he will understand that to win means to take the fight to them, to ignore the whining and the howling, imposing fair election laws, free us to carry weapons, ban the cancer that is CRT, and do all the other things the Democrats fear. And he will do it without the baggage and the mean tweets that let the left shift the argument from conservative policy good to orange man bad. And he will not care about earning their favor. He will care about payback. He's going to be woke. He's going to be conservative woke. And for the first time in a very long time, the Democrats are going to be right about something. Finally. Finally. Because they're going to be afraid of him. And a good, healthy dose of fear is always good for anyone who would lead you. They should fear you. They shouldn't feel like they are in charge and they run things. They run them at our convenience. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is in Surfside, Florida today, visiting the site of the collapsed condominium tower. During a meeting with local and state officials, he announced the federal government would pick up the cost of the search and rescue operations at the site.
The governor and the mayor have been completely open with me after whatever they've asked. I think we've been able to deliver. And I think there's more that we can do, including the I think I have the power, and we'll know shortly, to be able to pick up 100% of the cost for the county and the state over the first 30 days.
And the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization has pled not guilty to charges stemming from an alleged tax scheme. The organization itself and the Trump Payroll Corporation have also pled not guilty. Alan Weisselberg and the two entities face 15 felony charges, including conspiracy, grand larceny, and falsifying business records. This is USA Radio News. Multiple people were injured in Los Angeles from an explosion after an illegal fireworks seizure. Lance Pry has the details.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. Those injured included 9 LAPD officers, 6 civilians, and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives officer. One person was arrested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And British Columbia authorities say a fast-moving wildfire has destroyed nearly an entire community in the province. The village of Lydon in southeastern BC has been 90% destroyed by the fire, according to the area's Member of Parliament. Some injuries have been reported among the area's nearly 2,000 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. San Jose, California. I became aware of that as a young man when my parents would, the radio was on every morning. I got up and I would hear, "Do you know the way to San Jose?" Well, I don't know the way to San Jose, and I'm not going to be looking for it now. The San Jose City Council voted unanimously last night to require gun owners to hold firearm insurance and pay an annual gun ownership fee. The California city is the first in the nation with such a law. Now, I'm going to ask this numerous times during this segment, but who writes firearm insurance? Specifically, who writes that? Now, according to Mayor Sam Liccardo, gun insurance would be a way for shooting victims to be compensated, and it would be at little to no extra cost for many. He said most gun owners would have the ability to take the firearm insurance onto their homeowner's insurance. I mean, I don't have firearm insurance, and I mean, I have some guns I don't want to lose. But then he says, in that way, we can ensure that victims are compensated where there's an insurable event. And, of course, insurance companies will help us make gun possession safer. This is like watching one of the deluded It's like watching Don Quixote. So the victims of San Jose will be compensated by the law-abiding of San Jose, who did not shoot them. Sam was very busy this past week. He wrote an opinion piece for CNN that gun owners would have to pay a modest fee on an annual basis. And what that modest fee actually is yet to be determined. The goal, according to the mayor, is to prevent the city from footing the bill for mass shootings. We get this from his Twitter feed. Tonight, City Council unanimously approved our hashtag gun violence reduction initiatives, which included two first-of-their-kind proposals, mandatory gun insurance and mandatory gun ownership fees. Then he said, second, we will require gun owners to pay a modest... Blah, 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 blah. Every day, our residents bear the financial burden for police officers who bravely respond to shootings, for ambulances that transport the wounded, and for trauma surgeons to save them. And these direct costs of gun violence to California taxpayers, to say nothing of the cost to victims or their families, exceeded $1.4 billion in 2018, a sum equivalent to the entire general fund budget of my city, America's 10th largest. When you're running a city, things happen, especially when you're running a city where you make it easy for criminals to operate. Now, Sam Paradis, he's the executive director for Gun Owners of California, is working with a number of other pro-gun groups to challenge the new law. He said, I strongly believe that Mayor Sam Liccardo is trying to do things that he has no authority to do. He said, without that, various communities could sponsor their own laws governing firearms, acquisition, sales, use, and storage, and all of that. He's talking about preemption. And law-abiding citizens from other parts of the state would be breaking the law just by passing through some of these communities. And that's why no other city has successfully done what the mayor is proposing to do. It is, we believe, very strongly unconstitutional for the government to require law-abiding citizens who are doing nothing more than exercising their Second Amendment right to be required to have insurance or to be taxed while they are exercising that enumerated right. Now, see, this is where I get to the only part. This is the only time I get upset with gun rights advocates, because that is way too mild a statement. This is unconstitutional. This is a money grab. This is a way to create a de facto registry, because everybody that has a gun, and we'll get to that in a minute, but what they're going to do is if you're caught with a gun and no insurance, they're going to confiscate that gun. Now, this is not the beginning of this little, drama that's going on. This is a month after the city council voted to require FFLs to video and audio record all firearm transactions. And they're required to keep the video for a minimum of 1 month. What they do with it, I don't know. So in San Jose, once you've bought the gun, then you have to go over there and sit down. Because one, you're not going to get to take the gun with you because you've got to wait 10 days. But while you're waiting your 10 days before you can pick it up, you got to sit down for this video interview. No, you don't have to say nothing. I just wanted to see you signing this paperwork and paying me this money. In a shocking bit of candor, Liccardo admits these laws will not prevent criminals from breaking the law. They are intentionally targeting law-abiding gun owners. He wrote at CNN.com, skeptics say that criminals won't comply. They're right. Yet, that's an important feature of these proposals, not a defect. These ordinances create a legal mandate that provides police with the lawful means for seizing guns from non-law-abiding, dangerous people. Or defiant people. The response to every officer's call for domestic violence in my city, for example, includes the question, do you have any guns in the home? If that gun owner lacks proof of payment or insurance, the police can seize the gun. So you're going to have papers proving that you have paid this. This is nightmarish. And the police can seize the gun and dramatically reduce the lethality of the risk to the victim. That reduces no lethality at all. That just means that they can't be lethal with the gun. If you're going to leave the domestic violence perpetrator in place, then he's just as dangerous and lethal as he was without the gun. He says, of course, the benefits can be more widespread. The majority of mass shootings in the U.S. victimize intimate partners or otherwise involve domestic violence, which I've never heard that before. I've heard that may be part of it, right? I've never heard that the mass majority of this. So now we're quoting a study that I'm not even sure exists. What we do know is the overwhelming majority of gun owners are law-abiding people, and we take the right to keep and bear arms seriously, but we also respect human life, and no gun owner wants to have to utilize his or her weapon. No lawful gun owner purchases a firearm and hopes that one day he or she will need to use deadly force. We have them just in case, because we'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Requiring gun insurance doesn't somehow strengthen red flag laws, which they have. In fact, it has almost nothing to do with law enforcement's ability to seize someone's firearms. But having a so-called small yearly fee, the amount yet to be determined, is blatantly unconstitutional. No other enumerated civil right requires a fee in order to exercise it. And maybe the worst part of this entire ordeal is, unless it's blocked by the courts, gun owners in San Jose are literally going to have to pay the city to further implement due process free red flag confiscations in the name of gun violence prevention. Just gets worse and worse in California. Probably why it's not on my itinerary. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
BlueStar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
BlueStar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. BlueStar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the Militia line, Providence. Which one am I missing? Reformation line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. If there is any federal agency that can be counted on to create a problem just to justify their own existence, it's going to be the ATF. When it comes to overhyping the next threat to the homeland, regardless of the facts, the ATF very seldom disappoints. Their latest piece of creative fiction is a warning about privately made firearms, or as the new acronym is PMFs. And it should serve as a warning to gun owners, home builders, and everyone else who values their civil rights. Home builders, right? Why home builders, Bill? An ATF document titled First Responder Awareness of Privately Made Firearms May Prevent Illicit Activities was published last week by the Joint Counterterrorism Assessment Team, or JCAT. And we get this. JCAT is a collaboration by the NCTC, the DHS, and FBI to improve information sharing among federal, state, local, tribal, territorial governments, and private sector partners in the interest of enhancing public safety. That's sort of long-winded. This product is not in response to a specific threat against the United States. It provides general awareness of, consideration for, and additional resources related to terrorist tactics, techniques, and procedures, whether domestic or overseas. So, to be clear, the ATF and JCAT consider home-built firearms to be terrorist tactics, techniques, and procedures, even though Americans have been making guns legally in their homes since before there was a United States of America. The document was never supposed to have been leaked to the media or to the public. And it was exempt from discovery through the FOIA. But some freedom-loving soul posted it online yesterday, despite its very ominous warning. Verbatim. Warning, this document is unclassified / for official use only. Do not release to the public, the media, or other personnel who do not have a valid need to know without prior approval from NCTC, DHS, or the FBI. This document may contain U.S. person information deemed necessary for the intended recipient to understand, assess, or act on the information provided. Additionally, this document may contain information exempt from public release under the Freedom of Information Act. Criminals and violent extremists continue to seek ways to acquire firearms through the production of privately made firearms. They warn. PMF awareness and the identification can aid PMF recovery, prevention of illicit activities, including terrorism, and overall first responder and public safety. So evidently, though, even though the ATF was worried about that, their door kickers might go too far again. They can't afford another Waco or Ruby Ridge. So they included a subtle warning before things get out of hand. Note, many of the activities described herein may involve constitutionally protected activities and may be insignificant on their own. Action should not be taken solely based on the exercise of constitutionally protected rights. Those pesky rights. And much of the advice the ATF passes on to the first responders would be laughable were it not for the fact that Americans have a right to make firearms in their own homes. But apparently that doesn't matter. If you're found with 3D printers, you've got some printing medium like plastic, ceramic, or metal spools, or place what the agency considers to be too large of an order online, you're going to be suspected of terrorism or violent extremism, even though your actions are perfectly legal. I've had that told to me before, and I think I bought four handguns in a week, and what I was doing was I was switching from SIG to CZ. So I bought one, then I traded for two, and then I went and bought a fourth. And they told me, well, you might get a phone call or a visit from the FBI. I was like, okay, well, fine. They just want to make sure that you're the one with the guns. Oh, okay. But I never did. So, you know, the ATF needs to be abolished. Because nobody seems capable of reining in the rogue agency or forcing them to accept the fact that Americans actually do have constitutional rights. And it's more important now than ever before because Biden's nominee to head the ATF, David Chipman, and, you know, yes, he does look to me like the third Darren could have been in Bewitched, yes. Or some sort of Dick Tracy villain. But he is actually also a paid anti-gun activist who would definitely take the agency in the opposite direction of the dark side. If they're not already there, which most people are going to tell me, well, yeah, Bill, they're already there. So, if he is confirmed by the Senate, the leaked ATF report is just a warning of more serious civil rights violations yet to come. The problem is that when we have power on the right, when we have legislative power, we never take it. We had power, we had all power at the beginning of Trump's tenure, at, you know, 2016. Now, I know that there has never been a alphabet agency that has been done away with. I get it. I understand it. But what I'm saying is that these guys are going to have to go. They're going to have to go. There's no getting around it anymore. They got to go. And they got to go because this is an attack on liberty. They are focused on something that really they have no business touching, no business messing with. They have adjudicated home-built guns forever. I mean, this has been something that's been going on since the beginning of the country, since before there was a country. And they're also going after, you know, pistol braces. Those have been okayed by the same ATF numerous times. The home-built gun has never really been a question. So, you know, this new genre of guns, ghost guns. If we can ban the ghost guns, that would be, you know, we know that they're not actually using crime because most criminals are not going to build a ghost gun. Well, why not? Well, it's so much easier just to steal a real gun. Why would you build a ghost gun? I don't know. I have a couple of Poly 80s. Well, I have three of them here. And Roger Ward built them at Ace Firearms. And Roger Ward had the benefit of, you know, CNC machining and some other stuff. And he was able to do it the correct way. Because it just, you know, you just don't get out there and you're not just taking a file and maybe a drill and making a functioning gun. You can mess it up as easily, if not, it's probably easier to mess it up than it is to actually complete it if you've never done it before. Yeah, the ATF, they're the, most of the time if there's any real gun trafficking going on, it's probably an ATF sting operation. I mean, John Lott told me that one time, so. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Rick Ector as we head to Planet Rick, and I have no idea what Rick's got on his mind, but I guess we're going to find out directly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.